It's Saturday, July 12th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a federal judge on Friday found that the Department of Homeland Security has been making stops and arrests in Los Angeles immigration raids without probable cause and ordered the department to stop detaining individuals based solely on race, spoken language, or occupation. U.S. District Judge Mame Iwusi-Mensah-Frimpong, an appointee of former President Joe Biden, ordered that DHS must develop guidance for officers to determine reasonable suspicion outside of the apparent race or ethnicity of a person, the language they speak or their accent, presence at a particular location such as a bus stop, or the type of work one does. Friday's ruling comes after the ACLU of Southern California brought a case against the Trump administration last week on behalf of 5 people and immigration advocacy groups, alleging that DHS, which oversees immigration and customs enforcement, has made unconstitutional arrests and prevented detainees' access to attorneys. In other news, President Trump and First Lady Melania traveled to Texas on Friday to meet with first responders and grieving families in the aftermath of last week's catastrophic flooding that has left more than 100 people dead. The president began the visit by receiving a briefing from local elected officials, joined by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He then surveyed damage from the floods before meeting with National Guard members, local police officers, and rescue workers. He also met with the families of victims from the floods. Speaking at a roundtable in Kerrville, Texas, Mr. Trump expressed his deep condolences at the loss of life and the anguish of our entire nation in the aftermath of the devastation, the scale of which he said was hard to believe. In world news, a ceremony in northern Iraq on Friday saw a handful of Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, militants lay down their weapons, a small but hugely symbolic gesture that marks the beginning of an end to a conflict with the Turkish state that's lasted nearly 5 decades and cost tens of thousands of lives. Politicians and observers gathered for the ceremony held in the ancient caves of Qasin near the town of Süleymaniye, where about 30 men and women from the militant group placed their weapons in a large cauldron that was later set on fire. The PKK fighters announced in a statement their intent to discontinue the struggle for freedom through democratic politics and legal means. "We hereby, of our own free will and in your presence, destroy our weapons," the statement said. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the day's events an important step on the path to our goal of a terrorism-free Turkey. Back in the U.S., the State Department began firing more than 1,300 U.S.-based employees on Friday as the Trump administration presses ahead with an unprecedented overhaul of its diplomatic corps, a move critics say will undermine U.S. ability to defend and promote U.S. interests abroad. The layoffs, which affect 1,100 civil service and 246 foreign service officers based in the U.S., come at a time when Washington is grappling with multiple crises on the world stage. Hundreds of offices and bureaus are being eliminated or altered as a result of the restructuring that began to be implemented on Friday. According to the layoff notices, which were issued via email, nearly 3,000 members of the workforce will depart as part of the reorganization. And a divided federal appeals court on Friday threw out an agreement that would have allowed accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to plead guilty in a deal sparing him the risk of execution for Al-Qaeda's 2001 attacks. The decision by a panel of federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. undoes an attempt to wrap up more than 2 decades of military prosecution beset by legal and logistical troubles. It signals there will be no quick end to the long struggle by the U.S. military and successive administrations to bring to justice the man charged with planning one of the deadliest attacks ever on the United States. Mohammed is accused of developing and directing the plot to crash hijacked airliners into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.